back home, home to the Lone Star State. Another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former resident of LaPorte and Austin, Texas, bringing the songs to you. Thanks for listening. The word new brings up all kinds of different connotations, often with a certain hopeful cast to them. New year, new day, new beginning, all have hope. But sometimes a little bit more resigned or cynical connotations come up to the word new. So tonight we're going to hear songs of new from all these perspectives, and we can learn a lot from them, I hope. We're going to start off with a couple of songs about New Year's Day, and they're sometimes about loss on New Year's Day. You can decide on the level of hope if you want, but just listen in. Here's Charlie Robison and New Year's Day.
Myself a piece of toast, had $50 in my pocket. Gonna chase myself a ghost. Went down Camino Espinosa. Gonna get me a divorce. I'm gonna split with all my money to see that girl who loves a horse. It's New Year's Day here on. It's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day. Well, I met them boys there from O'Connor. A cowboy like you've never seen. They're up for anything you wanna. Live on steak and refried beans. They bought up half a sub. That's why they act the way they do. When them boys meet me in Laredo, they think they own Laredo too. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day. Willow Rose, she got that ring around the collar, got that ring stuck through her nose. She works there at the Dallas Cowboys, but she's got no in between like all them other boys in dresses. They ain't every cowboy's dream. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day.
Thank you.
think there's nothing left but ashes in a box on a table at Crosby's bar. But there's more than meets the eye. You didn't leave us when you died. Your spirit will live on in what we do and who we are. Oh, Aunt Betty's gonna tell us stories about the family. Daughter Susan is gonna sing your favorite song. Cousin Perry will spend the day telling tales of the blue and gray. And the Cajun will keep picking all night long. We'll be putting down the brisket and tequila down in Kerrville with the seekers of the shade. Cause a piece of you lives on, not only in this song, but in all the lives you touched and every friendship that you made. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters, bite the worm down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day. Toast. I'll be driving from coast to coast, and your smiling face will live on in the heart of Widow Sue. Oh, we're gonna jump across the mighty Mississippi, way up north where it's just a little stream. Brother Bill's gonna keep an eye on the kin you left behind. Oh, you taught us how to live. Showed us how to dream. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters, bite the worm down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim at Barton Springs on New Year's Day. All right, everybody now. Yeah, we're gonna go up to Maine and suck on the head of lobsters, like a Cajun gone home to Frenchman Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve telling tales you won't believe. I will swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day.
Slade Cleaves live with New Year's Day from his really terrific live album, Sarwin Smoke, live at the Horseshoe Lounge, recorded April 20th and June 29th of 2010. You also heard Michael O'Connor on acoustic lead guitar, Oliver Steck on accordion and harmonica. Slade moved to Austin in 1991 with his wife Karen from Maine, despite having a really successful rock and roll band up in Maine called the Moxie Men. They were the darlings of Portland, Maine, and also had all these predictive, impressive, they're going to go somewhere kinds of things from various publications up there. His solo career continues, and he released a new album in 2023 called Together Through the Dark. Before Slade, we heard Charlie Robison and his take on New Year's Day after his album Good Times, released in 2004. Charlie was from Houston, and after a knee injury at Southwest Texas State University ended his potential football career. He moved to Austin, took up music. He played in quite a few bands there, tried being a Nashville country artist, but he hated the limitations and the expectations there, like many. So he went with a smaller label, Dual Tone, and eventually moved to Southern and Hard Rock. And he had success in Texas and neighboring states. He was married to Emily Irwin of the Chicks for 9 years. They had three kids. And he then remarried and had another child in 2020. But unfortunately, he died in 2023 in San Antonio. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight, we are listening to songs about new. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. Now, if you ever moved as a kid in school or even started a new grade, you know what it's like to have that anticipation and that dread of starting over. In this set, we're going to take your two takes, actually, on being the new kid. We're going to lead off with an autobiographical song from Beth Wood about moving from Lubbock to the Northwest. And like Slade Cleave's song in the last set, it also deals with some loss. Here's Beth Wood and The New Kid live.
Little people belonging in their rows, the blackboard stretching on for miles. I am the new kid in the hand-me-down clothes, trying to conjure up a smile. We came from Texas with the tumbleweeds and dust. No, I did not ride a horse to school. Wonder if that might make me the tiniest bit cool. And will I always be the new kid? Wondering how this goes. And trying to figure out how to do this. I am the new kid. And it shows I am the new kid. Love burned me and I had to move on. And then love brought me to my knees. When I wasn't looking, something real came along. And I know it's right, but no one said it would be easy. And will I always be the new kid? Shattering what was left of our sleep. Everything changes in the blink of an eye. What we think is ours is never ours to keep. And all these people belonging in their rows, the gray sky stretching on and on. Black limousines and close. And I am still standing here, trying to be strong. But will I always be the new kid? Wondering how this goes. Trying to figure out how to do this. I am the new kid. And I'm wondering how this goes.
there's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you.
Well, that, of course, was the Eagles with New Kid in Town. That came from their 1976 album, Hotel California. It was written by Don Henley of Gilmer, Texas, the first single from that album, and it reached number one on the charts and won a Grammy. Glenn Frey sings the lead on that. Don is on harmony vocals. You heard him on the drums there as well. Don Henley wrote, "The song was about the fleeting, fickle nature of love and romance, and also about the fleeting nature of fame. Even though they were just one of the most popular bands in the world at the time, they always were scared about being replaced by a more popular band. They also were a band that Terry and I saw when we were in Cincinnati, Ohio, early in our dating time." We led off that set with Beth Wood and The New Kid from her concert album, live concert album, of course, Home by Dark. That album was released in 2020. You also heard Jim Hettinger on the keys and Matt Blanchard on that really sweet sax. The New Kid originally appeared on Beth's 2010 album, The Weather Inside. And as I noted at the top, Beth is originally from Lubbock, Texas, but she moved to Oregon after high school, and she now lives in Sisters, Oregon. She's got 15 albums, 3 books of award-winning poetry, and a book of stories. I first met her when she and Islander Ira James, known as the duo Stand and Sway, debuted their album Deep Blue at the VCA back in 2019. Find that album if you don't have it. It is outstanding. List of songs by Texas musicians about the concept of new right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I appreciate your listening in. Well, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to all of you who listen in at various times during the day. We're going to now take a listen to some songs about creating a new life, or maybe, I guess, just reinventing yourself. We're going to start off with Miranda Lambert, who's getting some brand new strings. Here's Miranda Lambert on The Voice of Vashon.
I bet this road will take me out of here, take me far away from Amarillo. I bet this car will go real fast, the wheels might even drive me past places that you said I'd never go. Oh, Texas sky's the biggest one I've seen, but it still ain't big enough for you and me. All the things that make you mad and all the baggage in your past don't leave much room for a girl like me to be. So I'll fill her up with hope and worn out dreams. And I'll grab the wheel and I'll point it west, pack the good and leave the rest. Drive until I find the missing piece. You said I wouldn't get too far on a tank of gas and an empty heart, but I got everything I'll ever need. I got this old guitar and a brand new six string. Mama said I never should have done it. Should have ended us before we ever started. Daddy knew about my pride, so he stood there and he smiled inside. I pretended that I didn't notice a little tear that fell when I said I was going. Now grab the wheel and I'll point it west, pack the good and leave the rest, and drive until I find the missing. You said I wouldn't get too far on a tank of gas and an empty heart, and I got everything I'll ever need. I got this old guitar and a brand new set of strings. Not worried about life and if it's right and right on time. I guess if you don't jump, you'll never know if you can fly. Guitar and a brand new set of strings.
John Colvin with Whole New You, the title cut of her 2001 album, and a song that won a Grammy as well. Sean's out of Austin and has been for years, but she was born in South Dakota. She spent her youth in Carbondale, Illinois, and Ontario, Canada. She went to college at Southern Illinois University, where she had her first paid gig. Between there and Austin, she spent some time in Berkeley, then in New York, where she joined another favorite of mine, Buddy Miller, and his band. She also did a little off-Broadway work there, too. After touring with Suzanne Vega, she got her own record deal, came out with her first album called Steady On in 1989, and she was the talent for Terry's and my first visits, of first of many visits, to see Austin City Limits in person. And aside from a dozen albums, 10 Grammy nominations, 3 Grammys, she's been in films and TV shows, and as I mentioned, off-Broadway, too. We let off the set with another outstanding female talent in Miranda Lambert and her song New Strings from her 2005 album Kerosene. She is from Longview, Texas, which is on the far eastern edge of the state. She's revered in country music world. She won the Female Vocalist of the Year 9 consecutive years, and she's the first woman to have won MCA's Album of the Year twice. She's got 3 Grammys, 27 nominations, and she has 5 records as a member of the Pistol Annies, which we played them a couple times here on Boogie Back, but maybe we're going to have to play them some more. She also has a foundation. It's called Mutt Nation that focuses on rescue animals and shelters, a cause near and dear to Terry's and my hearts as longtime VIP volunteers and supporters. Both those songs signaled a new beginning, but there are some who really don't want to leave. They don't want to change. And speaking of Austin City Limits, here's Guy Clark on Austin City Limits with New Cut Road.
Coleman Bonner was a fiddle playing fool. He's a backwoods rounder and a breaker of mule. Sister said, you better act right, Coleman. Daddy's gone to Louisville, he'll be back tonight. He gonna get another wagon and a good pair of mules. Then we're gonna move to Texas, we just waiting on you. Now Coleman's daddy, he pulled up in the yard, and he said, back for your lives, kids, it's getting too hard. Kentucky's all right, but there's too many people. Just the other day, I thought I saw a church steeple. And Coleman said, Daddy, don't you worry about me. I'm gonna stay here in Kentucky till the day I die. I'm gonna race that mare, drink that sour mash. Got me a woman with a fox red hair. Ooh, now y'all been moving west since the day you got married. Well, I'm getting off the wagon, Daddy. I'm too old to be carried. I'm gonna stay here in Kentucky where that bluegrass grows. And I'm gonna play it all night. Said, now what's it all coming to? Young people these days are just as stubborn as mules. Well, you can't make him go, he's too old for that. It's that damned old fiddle and that bowler hat. Coleman's mama said, let the boy stay, cause he was raised up solid and he can find his own way. But as for me, honey, I'm with you, and I always thought Kentucky was just passing through. Little sister, she started in a crying. His daddy shook his head for the very last time. Coleman's mama said, somebody gotta do it. Woo, there wouldn't be no Kentucky unless you didn't stick to it, Coleman. Coleman Bonner stood on the porch of that cabin and he watched them all go to Texas in a covered wagon. And then he pulled out his fiddle and the rosin of his bow and he played a little tune. The new cut road.
had such high hopes for our new century. But so much stays the same. It's a broken record symphony. History is just a girl we dance with until we tire of her honesty. We will not sail away on our high, high hopes for this new century. We will not soar above the clouds where the air is too thin to breathe. We will not ride the thermals with the eagle pair above the trees. Anything and nothing. I see no blood on my hands. Still it chips away at my humanity. To live in a world where righteousness is held up above all things. Everything. It can carry you along in a tiny boat without you ever knowing. One day you feel yourself move and your innocence is showing. I feel myself move. I had such high hopes for our new century. But so much stays the same. It's a broken record symphony. History is just a girl you dance with until you tire of her honesty. Honestly.
Lubbock native Beth Wood again, with New Century from her album Beachcomber's Daughter, released in 2008. Kind of a sad song, I think, both in terms of her personal relationship in that song as well as the disillusionment maybe with the New Century that we're in. I don't know. It's not that new anymore. Some of her lines just knock me out, though. History is just a girl we dance with until we tire of her honesty. She's a fine songwriter. And speaking of fine songwriters, we opened that set with the late, great Guy Clark on vocals and guitar, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Edgar Meyer on bass, with New Cut Road, live on Austin City Limits, recorded November 10th, 1989. And I say, every time I play a cut from the CD, if you listen real closely, you can hear Terry and me from the audience as we were there for this amazing show. Guy, was born in Monahans, Texas. Ask fellow VOB board member and host of Tuesday Morning Scramble, Truman O'Brien, about that town. He spent a little time there in his youth. Guy spent a decade in Houston as part of the folk revival there and then moved to Nashville, where he stayed the rest of his life. And when asked why Nashville rather than Austin, he said, well, Austin's a much cooler city, but Nashville's got better musical ears. Hundreds of people have covered his songs, and that is a tribute to his talent. You're listening to Songs About the Concept of New right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I appreciate you listening in tonight. Once again, thanks to our underwriters, thanks to our listeners, thanks to our supporters, thanks to the whole island. Y'all do her. You're wonderful to live with. Well, next up, we're going to take a little bit of look at love, both sides of love. We're going to lead off with the sad side because we want to finish on the glad side. Here is Merle Haggard and his song, I'm Bringing Home the Good News.
Well, I'm bringing home some good news. Got some things you'll be glad to hear. Like I'm leaving town and I'll be back around just long enough to get my gear. There won't be any goodbye kissing. Well, I'm putting on my leaving shoes. This is the end, we're through, it's over. Yeah, I'm bringing home good news. Well, I was sitting downtown in a tavern when I made up my mind to go. And I knew you'd be so glad to be free. I just thought I'd call and let you know that you can tell all your backdoor daddies that your big daddy done blew a fuse. This is the end, we're through, it's over. Yeah, I'm bringing home good news. Some kind of change. You won't have to hide your milkman's slippers. I won't be looking around for clues. This is the end, we're through, it's over. Yeah, I'm bringing home good news. Good news, got some good news for you, honey. I'm bringing home some good news. I'm bringing home some good news, honey. Looking
That was Brooks and Dunn with Brand New Man, the title cut from their 1991 album, their debut album, as a matter of fact. That song and four others on the album hit number one on the country charts. They are Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, who was born in Coleman, Texas, which is pretty much in the center of the state, a little south of Abilene. And in 1992, they had a single called Boots, Cootin' Boogie that launched the craze of line dancing. And that reminds me, Terry and I were seeing Sean Colvin one time at the University of Texas, and Mary Chapin Carpenter joined her, and they did a couple songs together and had really funny banter. And at one point, I'm not sure what the context was, but Mary Chapin Carpenter said, "Friends don't let friends do line dancing." Cracked everybody up. Ronnie Dunn played in string bands as a kid, and he wanted to be a Baptist minister. He went to Abilene Christian University, but he got kicked out for playing music on the side in bars. And interesting, Jerry Lee Lewis was also kicked out of school, Bible school in Waxahachie, when he burst into a little boogie-woogie during school. They didn't like that. These two, Brooks and Dunn, were writing songs in Nashville, and a record company exec got them together, and they just took off. They stopped working together in 2010, but they came back together in 2019 for another album. And before Brooks and Dunn, we heard the unmistakable voice of Merle Haggard, and I'm Bringing Home the Good News. That originally appeared on his album Pride in What I Am, released back in 1969 with his band called The Strangers at the time. Of course, Merle is known as one of the leading figures in the Bakersfield, California country scene. And he and his parents lived in a converted boxcar for a home in California for a while. And when his dad died at age nine, when Merle was nine, Merle became rebellious, to say the least. He was put into a whole bunch of different juvenile detention centers. That didn't change his attitude or his behavior at all. He ran away when he was 14 to Texas with a friend for a few months. And that escapade got him to be a Texas musician, in my book, for this show anyway. He also spent a lot of time in prison, and his last trip to prison pretty well straightened him out. Didn't want to go back. He died on his 79th birthday. You listen to songs about new on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. We are going to go out the door with a rather significant genre switch, which happens sometimes on this show. We're going to hear from Leon Bridges from Fort Worth, who has got three albums out. Two of them went platinum. He's got two EPs with Kerrangbin. He's got a Grammy and a collaboration with people as diverse as Casey Musgraves, Gary Clark Jr., Macklemore, and Lecrae. We're going to go out the door with Bad, Bad News, because we had the good news before, which is ironic, and we got the bad, bad news, in this case, is ironic as well. Leon Bridges on The Voice of Ashon.
Tell me I was born to lose,
Leon Bridges with Bad Bad News. That came from his album Good Thing, released in 2018. And all the instruments on that were played by Nate Marcereau. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas tonight. We appreciate your listening.